The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt for our Thursday visit. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Joey. I hope you are. I got to weigh in on this union thing, Joey.
Okay,
I mean,
please do.
So my dad was a tool and die maker. I've said that, you know, over and over again. And I can remember the earliest conversations at our dinner table was my dad telling us that unions only protect the lazy worker. That if you are a good worker, that there was a time way, way back, long before there was legal counsel on every corner, that maybe it was a sign of protection when things weren't safe. But now we have all kinds of government agencies that can keep things safe. Couldn't be more true what he said than today, is that lazy workers are the ones that want them because a union will protect them. But if you're a good worker and you show up for work, you have nothing to worry about.
Exactly. And your dad was so right. I mean, back in the day, there were true safety issues and all, but those, I mean, we have so many different levels of government regulation now, some of it over-regulated, but still, you know, as far as worker safety and that type of thing. I mean, we kind of got started on this discussion because, as you know, the railroad workers have been threatening to strike. Now, the Biden White House announced overnight that they think they have a tentative agreement worked out. I mean, it could have been devastating if the railroad workers had gone on strike. I mean, we have such issues still with our supply chain. One estimate I saw, it could cost us potentially $2 billion a day if the railroad workers had gone on strike. Hopefully that's not going to happen. For me, it's crazy that the fast food restaurants in California, they just recently were allowed to start organizing and unionizing. I just can't imagine an 18, 19, 20-year-old who's working there. Again, it's most likely not going to be a career. It's a temporary job, and they're part of a union.
And wait till they figure out that they're paying for that service, right? And it's
exactly
coming out of their paycheck. And, you know, what we have found is that there are a lot of times I was just with a company that talked about this. I was in Indianapolis on Friday for a Republican lieutenant governor's meeting, and we had a really big global company there. And I asked them that, you know, because the Biden administration with his Build Back Better plan that he has was going to try to force unions. You were going to have to use union labor to really be eligible for that money. You know, he was slipping that in the back door and people were getting up in arms about it. And I said to him, do you feel pushback from the federal, you know, this administration because you are so proudly non-union? And he said, no, not yet that they don't. But he said, you know, we have had people come in and try to unionize, but when you treat your employees well and offer them great benefits, he said, basically when a union comes in, we are so far above what a union will give because of collective bargaining that once people realize that, they go, oh, wait a minute. You mean I'm going to get less? Oh, yeah, you're going to get less. Because it's the everybody gets this. Everybody's the same, right?
Yeah.
That's the union is that socialist mentality that we're all the same. Don't work hard. Don't worry about it. We're just going to keep coasting on. And that's a horrible way. This country was not built like that.
No. Well, you know, I've had a number of people, just as you mentioned a minute ago, a number of people have texted this morning saying, hey, you want to raise, stop paying your union dues, because that automatically is going to put more in your pocket each week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know what the good thing is? We have lots of options. So if you think it's a bad move that Starbucks let them do, right, then go to Dunkin' Donut. There's one at the next corner, right?
Right.
And you have mom and pop coffee shops all over the city, and they make great coffee. And sometimes I think our little mom and pops, it behooves us to support them, right?
Of course.
Those small businesses are the businesses whose names end up showing up on the backs of, you know, little league jerseys and soccer jerseys, and their signs are hanging on fields everywhere supporting our team. So when you have to choose something, sometimes take a look at supporting those little mom and pops on the corner.
I agree 100%. Those we need to be supporting our local businesses. It's a busy week this week, as you know, and I think you may be joining us for a few minutes again tomorrow as we celebrate Law Enforcement Appreciation Week. Tomorrow's Law Enforcement Appreciation Day. We'll have a group of volunteers at the downtown Greenville Airport giving out Chick-fil-A breakfast biscuits, coffee. We've got some great prize bags, valor bags full of goodies from businesses that have donated. And all week long, every morning, there's some happy police officers right now as we speak, because the list went out this morning of today's prize winners. And, you know, TVs, grills, just some wonderful things that businesses have stepped up to donate for us to show our appreciation to law enforcement.
Well, Joey, thank you so much for doing that, and I will be there tomorrow morning. You know, we can't thank our law enforcement enough. South Carolina is the amazing state it is because of our law enforcement men and women, keeping us safe, keeping our businesses safe, making sure that bad actors aren't coming into our state and burning down our cities. You know, our own Greenville Sheriff Hobart Lewis always doing such a great job. You know, we have Sheriff Chuck Wright, Sheriff Chad McBride on Anderson. These are such great men, and the men and women that serve with them. We couldn't be more lucky to have them in our community. So I'm happy. I'm such an honor to be out there tomorrow, talk with you a little bit more, and really just shake our hands and tell them how much the Evatt family continues to pray for their safety and to thank them for what they do every day.
Yep, it's going to be a lot of fun. You can just co-host with me. You can be my co-host out there tomorrow.
And I would love that.
We'll have a great time. You know, we're expecting 500 plus police officers to come through tomorrow.
Well, that's good. And I would love to shake every single hand, and always a lot of fun to co-host with you, Joey.
Yep. All right. Well, I will look forward to seeing you there bright and early tomorrow. We'll have a great time. And again, it's all about the men and women in blue and recognizing the job they do. Always a pleasure. See you tomorrow, and be safe.
Thanks so much, Joey. Have a great day. I hope everybody has a happy and thankful Thursday.
Sure thing.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.